K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, you're caller 20.
Oh, awesome.
You get tickets to see the When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas.
That is sweet. Thank you.
Panic at the Disco and Blink and Weezer and The Offspring and Bad Religion and a whole bunch more. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. What's up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I'm going to tell you about a car chase yesterday that involved three carjackings, including a semi-truck. And people are dumb. This is the first time I've ever come across a story like this, but a guy tries to rob a police station. In Florida, there's a man who continues to climb poles and won't come down. I've got great news. The TV and movie industry feeding the hungry. The 420 catch of the day, and we've got a lot more of these. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Dumbass.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down. It's time for Kevin's great news.
This is fascinating to me because I didn't know that this industry existed. I did know, but I don't know how it works. They bring in high-level chefs to make food for movie and TV sets. And when they're done with it, they throw it out. And this is about Hillary Cohen, who for 15 years has been an assistant director on Mad Men and The Office and NCIS Los Angeles. And it drove her crazy that they were just throwing away food.
Working on a film set, it's this whole team of people, a prop department, a costume department, an electric department, and a lot of people that need to be fed. There's just so much food that's available, steak and salads, so much good food every day. When lunch was over, they would just throw it out.
Doesn't that surprise you? Wouldn't you think somebody would have figured that out by now?
It doesn't make any sense. I really was always told, we can't donate the food. It's too hard. If someone gets sick, it's a liability. As an assistant director, I was the logistical planner of a set. This is just the logistical problem. I think it's so easy to solve. Everyday Action picks food up from film sets, corporate events, grocery stores to deliver the food to those in need.
Awesome. Nice to meet you.
She said the name of the charity there quickly is Everyday Action.
We're the Grubhub. We take it from point A to point B. Film and TV set, that's like our bread and butter. All you have to do is give us a call sheet, sign liability over, and the food's ours.
For decades, it broke my heart to throw food away.
It's a chef.
We're happy to do it. It's just like clockwork. They show up.
Hi, it's so good to see you.
We pass off the food and we're all set.
We pay production assistants and background artists, and then they drive the food from place to place.
So people who are the lowest on the payroll, they pay them to drive this food from place to place.
So it started with encampments.
Would you like some free food?
Then it's food pantries, nonprofits, anyone that's struggling with food insecurities.
Here's three meals, and I'm going to get you some sides, too.
Giving someone that's hungry food is the best thing one can do. And that's about 80,000 meals a year that we save from landfills.
80,000 meals a year.
I feel like my skill set is, like, called to do this. Now more than ever, we have to help each other.
And that is my great news. L.A. taking care of L.A. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
This is Mario.
Mario, you are caller 20.
Awesome.
How does the When We Were Young Festival sound to you? Going to Las Vegas.
That sounds fantastic. Can't wait.
You're listening to Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have more tickets for you for the When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas coming up. I have a question for you. When was the last time you saw a high-speed chase where the driver got away? Doesn't happen very often, but there was a chase last night that was full of weirdness.
Just to run down a quick recap of what happened here. This began around 10:40 this evening in the Lancaster-Palmdale area with reports of shots fired at L.A. County Sheriff's deputies. That continued onto the 5 freeway where a pickup truck ran into a tanker truck.
So they're not being very complete. So they carjacked the truck, and then the truck ran into a semi-truck, and They jumped out of the truck and they hijacked the semi truck.
Carjacking, the driver and a passenger got out and carjacked that tanker truck, kicking the driver out of the cab and taking over on a freeway that went from the 5 freeway south to the 170 through North Hollywood.
This is a long way to go driving a semi.
Through Hollywood, down to downtown Los Angeles onto the 110 freeway, throughout the streets, circling about for about 20 minutes in downtown before getting on the 10 in the wrong direction, getting off, driving around, then carjacking a pickup truck.
So now they've jumped out of the semi truck and they've carjacked a pickup truck.
In the South LA Boyle Heights area, that truck is now resting alongside parked cars here.
So they found the truck that they hijacked, the last truck that they hijacked, but it's surrounded by police cars, but there's no one in it.
In the Lincoln Heights area, and it appears both the driver and the passenger, which have interchanged roles several times throughout this pursuit, have now gotten away.
How often does that happen? Where'd they go? The police were on them. The helicopter was involved. Everybody was watching. And they disappeared. The truth is out there. I have done a lot of people are dumb stories. I'm drawn to them. I love them. I search them. Do a lot of them. I bring a bunch of them in. The next one may be the weirdest that I've ever encountered. People Are Dumb is next after Hozier on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
This is definitely one for the books.
In what officials are calling one of the most baffling crimes in recent history, local man Marco Silva, 32, attempted to rob the Santos police station.
This is in Brazil. Went to a police station to rob it. What?
Armed with an assault rifle and a misguided plan that quickly unraveled. On Tuesday afternoon, Silva marched into the precinct waving an AK-47.
In general, I wouldn't recommend that in a police station.
Shouting demands for cash and freedom.
Cash and freedom. The one thing you're not going to get going into a police station with an AK-47 is your freedom.
Eyewitnesses say he appeared overconfident but confused.
That is a perfect mixture. Overconfident but confused.
Making a series of reckless moves that left officers and onlookers stunned. I couldn't believe my eyes, said Officer Ricardo Alves, who was on duty. He walked right in, gun in hand, but instead of chaos, there was just this weird calm.
If you can't ratchet things up above calm with an AK-47, there's something wrong with you.
He seemed more lost than dangerous.
Same.
Silva's plan was reportedly to intimidate the officers into releasing him and handing over money to fund a new life.
What are you talking about? They're going to hand you money to start a new life. In what world does that happen?
However, his lack of understanding about police procedures became apparent as he shouted contradictory orders and failed to secure an escape route. Officers quickly disarmed Silva after he accidentally dropped his weapon while fumbling with the ammunition.
He dropped the AK-47 while messing with the ammunition.
The suspect was detained without injury and is now facing multiple charges, including attempted armed robbery and illegal possession of a firearm. Neighbors describe Silva as quiet, but known for strange ideas.
Same. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Yelba. Did I win?
You did win.
Yay!
You got tickets for When We Were Young, the festival in Las Vegas.
That is so awesome. Thank you. I was having a crappy day
because
I'm sick in bed.
Oh, that sucks.
Yes.
It's Kevin Ryder. We have our 420 catch of the day in a few minutes. Megan Holliday is here. What a nice surprise.
Hey, I'm back.
I thought you weren't coming back till tomorrow.
I know. I walked in and you were shocked.
I'm happy to see you. It's time for Three Things at Four.
It's time for Three Things at Four. K-Rock, it's Ryder and Megan.
Okay, let's talk about Neil Hopper, a 49-year-old vascular surgeon from England, once hailed as Britain's bravest surgeon and even shortlisted by the European Space Agency to become the world's first disabled astronaut. Well, he has been accused of pulling off one of the most bizarre insurance fraud attempts ever, allegedly amputating his own legs.
What?
Then telling both legs. Then telling two insurance companies that it was due to sepsis. The goal, a cool $800,000 in payouts. To me, that's not enough money to amputate your legs.
Both legs?
Yes, both legs. It gets even weirder. Police say that Hopper was also involved with an extreme body modification Network, reportedly buying videos from and encouraging convicted mutilator Marius Gustafsson to remove body parts from others between 2018 and 2020.
Wow.
So this man was obviously arrested, denied bail, and is now waiting to appear in court on the 26th. And, you know, I don't think he's really going to be going to space anytime soon. Absolute insanity. Let's move on to the second story. On July 28th, 29-year-old Kevin J. Sinning from Wyoming, he reportedly stole an electric golf cart that was parked at Buffalo Niagara International Airport late at night. He appeared visibly intoxicated and drove the cart through the terminal, including down a moving walkway.
Excellent.
Which was obviously not suited for a vehicle of its size, causing widespread damage to glass panels, metal beams, and the walkway itself. Multiple witnesses recorded this, of course, which you would, and it went extremely viral on TikTok. Eventually, airport staff and police intervened, and he was arrested around 1 a.m., facing a lot of charges, including criminal mischief, grand larceny, disorderly conduct, criminal nuisance, and possession of stolen property of over $3,000. So this poor guy is going to be going to jail for a long time.
I like criminal nuisance.
I know.
You're just annoying.
And that sounds like such a fun time, you know, I have to say. All right, and up for the third story. A Gen Z intern at an AI startup went viral for sending out an unusually casual leave email to their manager that read, "Hi, feeling a bit overwhelmed with all the work, and my energy feels a little off, so not getting that vibe right now. I'll be out from July 28th to 30th. Please don't miss me. We'll talk soon. Bye." Okay? The email, titled "Going on a Trip," surprised the manager, who said they hadn't seen anything like it in 20 years, but ultimately approved the leave. After being posted online, it sparked a heated debate over professionalism versus authenticity in workplace communications. While some praised the intern's honesty and focus on mental well-being, others criticized it as unprofessional and entitled. But this is definitely the email I am going to use the next time I just need a couple days
off.
Good
luck.
That was three things of four. Sorry, I'm rusty. It's K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is the English indie rock band Glass Animals, and they have a brand new song called Vampire Bat. It's the fifth track in their, quote, Fresh Fruit series. So we have to play it, right? It's called Vampire Bat. It's Glass Animals, and it's on K-Rock for the 420 catch of the day. I love that so much. It's Vampire Bat. That's the name of the song. Glass Animals is the band, and it's the fifth song in their ongoing Fresh Fruit series.
Okay, so I did look into this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a way for Glass Animals to explore different musical styles and push creative boundaries, and the previous ones that they have done are collaborations with Joey Badass, Denzel Curry, and Albert Hammond Jr. from The Strokes.
And this is Rob Bizzle, known for his work with SZA and Kendrick Lamar and Doja Cat. So that is a brand new song, and it is called Vampire Bat from Glass Animals, the 420 catch of the day. We have a chance for you to see that band Papa Roach.
They're going to be playing the Rock to Freedom benefit concert. This is In-N-Out's annual benefit show for their charity, and the show is going down at the Palladium on October 18th. Yeah, so we'll do our topic, right?
Yep, our phone topic in the next hour or so, and we'll give away those tickets on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Just came back from Outside Lands.
Yes, indeed.
Who'd you get to talk to?
So I talked to Ezra from Vampire Weekend, and I talked to Almost Monday, and the one that I was very excited about was to talk to Royal Otis.
Right.
So I had to run all the way from the main stage to the opposite side, the other main stage.
Right.
And I was in a hurry, so I get over there and do the interview, which went great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking back at the footage, and
I didn't see that interview.
Yeah, because I didn't post it.
Because
everybody's going to roast me for the fact that my beanie moved so far up my head that it looked like there was a condom.
It does.
A condom beanie. I did show it to you when I got in.
It is a condom beanie.
It's so bad. Yeah. And I was so embarrassed. No one told me. Hey, Megan, you know, pull your beanie down a little bit. So I'm calling it Beanie Gate 2025. It was sabotaging me. So I thought this might be a good topic.
My first response was, you put it up and say, what's wrong with my hat?
Right.
But you're a girl, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
And guys get completely different treatment online than
girls. It's totally true. Yeah.
So we're looking for your wardrobe clothing malfunctions at the worst time.
Yes.
Could be at a wedding, could be in church, could be what a party,
a
whatever.
A work, you know, presentation.
Sure.
Yeah.
A work presentation, anything where you had a clothing malfunction, give us a call at 800-520-1067. Phone calls and or texts.
Yes. And we're going to have your tickets to see Papa Roach. They're playing the Rock to Freedom benefit concert, which is In-N-Out's annual benefit show. So Double Doubles will be involved as well.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
So that's for the best call in the next hour. 800-520-1067. Your clothing malfunctions at the worst time. K-Rock, hello.
You had a clothing malfunction?
When I was a teenager, I wiped out boogie boarding and split my shorts all the way down the front. And then I tried changing shorts on the beach with a towel wrapped around me and fell down. Totally, like, double exposed myself.
Oh my God.
It sounds like there may have been some intent there.
So embarrassing. I was like 14 years old. There were girls everywhere.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's not great.
That stuff will scar you for life.
We're taking your calls of clothing malfunctions. 800-520-1067. Congratulations to Kathy from Riverside.
She won her tickets to When We Were Young in Vegas, Panic at the Disco, Blink, Weezer, The Offspring, and so many more. So we will have those all this week for you.
K-Rock, hello. You had a clothing malfunction?
Yeah, just slightly.
Let's hear it.
It was during an interview. I already have a little bit of IBS, and so when I'm nervous or when I have, anyways, my stomach gets upset.
Right.
And during an interview, I kind of, you know, thought I had air in my... It happened before the interview, so I had to go through the interview. It wasn't that much, but I had to go through the interview with that...
What, did it show?
You know, no, it did not.
Thank
luckily.
God.
Wow. No. But that was a close call.
Super close, super close. And I did run to, you know, as soon as I could get a break, I did go to the restroom and, like, clean up as much as I could.
But, I'm so sorry that happened.
It was awful. I still have nightmares about it. It was awful.
K-Rock, hello, you had a clothing malfunction?
So I had a family function, and I was meeting the in-laws for the first time.
Excellent.
And I sat down on the couch, and my fat ass split my pants.
Was it the very beginning of the night?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
And I'm trying to let somebody know because I didn't want to get up off the couch. I was freaking out. And I finally had to tell my future daughter-in-law what had happened, and she was trying to help me, and they were all staring at me, trying to go backwards to get upstairs to get another therapy.
I got to tell you, I would have stared, too. That would have been great.
It was a very embarrassing. And now we talk about it and laugh about it, but then it was, like, so humiliating. I couldn't.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
Oh, no.
Ever. All right, we're taking your phone calls on clothing mishaps at the worst times.
And the best call, we've got your tickets to go to Rock to Freedom. This is a benefit concert that In-N-Out puts on every single year, and you'll be able to see Papa Roach. This will be at the Palladium on October 18th. It is K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. We're talking about clothing malfunctions today.
Yes, indeed. And I love this one from the 562. I was in a dance recital for a traditional Mexican dance. There was a crowd of about 300 dancing, and my right breast came out of my costume. Oh, yeah. I've been there, girl. Been there.
I got to tell you, I thought we would get more calls from women than guys.
I know. We had a lot of dudes calling in today
We're
about this.
Taking your calls. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
Did you have a clothing malfunction?
So about 20 years ago, I'm at a church backyard barbecue with a swimming pool. I'm in there in a brand new swimsuit. I get out, and it's translucent. You can see right through it.
Yeah, give those church ladies a thrill.
Woo!
What did you do?
Yeah, not what you want to do.
No, I'm guessing not. What did you do? Grab a towel?
Yeah, so we were playing, like, water volleyball. So I got out the first time to get the ball, It was like, uh-oh.
You went looking for one ball and you came back with three. That's what happened.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, wardrobe malfunction?
Yep, what do you got?
Okay, so I used to be a commercial painter and all of our clothes are, you know, pretty much all white.
Yeah.
I was working with my father-in-law and I went to the restroom. I guess I had a hemorrhoid rupture.
Oh, my God. I hate this call.
I went back to work, and my father-in-law asked me, hey, are you okay? Why? Oh, you're bleeding all over your butt. And I was like, oh, my God.
You had to go through what all of us women go through at one point or another, my friend.
Oh, my God.
Well, wearing white pants and your father-in-law seeing blood coming out your rectum is pretty intense.
I'll just say it. Seems bad. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I'm calling about my brother's mishap.
Yep, let's hear it.
All right, it was actually on his wedding day.
Excellent.
He wanted to get a shot with the groomsmen, with him jumping up, doing a Buddha pose in the center of us. So, needless to say, he jumps, and the photographer caught it midair, split his pants all the way up, and this is an hour before the ceremony.
Oh no!
Oh my God.
And we were not in cell phone range, so we're calling everybody trying to get a needle and thread, another pair of pants. They ended up finding a waitress with a string, and they did what they could to make it happen for the ceremony.
And it worked?
And it worked, yeah. He walked very slowly.
And did he have to stand for the rest of the evening?
He did. Luckily, it was from the center of the pants all the way up the back, so... Luckily, dancing, he just kept his jacket on. He had his tie around his waist, and he got away with it.
Wow, how lucky. K-Rock, hello. You had a clothing mishap?
Okay, so I used to be a commercial painter, and all of our clothes are, you know, pretty much all white.
Yeah.
I was working with my father-in-law, and I went to the restroom. I guess I had a hemorrhoid rupture.
Oh, yeah, hold on. We already heard that. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear that story again.
Little hemi.
All right, so... Who wins the tickets?
Okay, so we got to give it to Kevin because he went to an interview and he had a IBS and a little issue with the interview. So I just feel like this is his way of having redemption, and he's going to get to go see Papa Roach at the Rock to Freedom benefit concert that In-N-Out puts on every single year.
All right. Well done.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling. Got to be honest, you kind of guess what kind of calls you're going to get on a certain day, and I did not expect that many bodily fluids.
I absolutely loved those calls,
that
but
was
I
troubling.
I am a sicko, so.
Well, you can continue. That's it for me.
All right. And I'm coming up next with nothing for you.
Nothing.
Yeah.